This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. Appreciate you hanging out with us. It's March 26, 2022. And this is the most entertaining, exciting, and sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, we're here only for you to use this information against your in-laws or a friend that's kind of keeps throwing the they say out. You can use us. But remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Go to our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com. If you want to email us, email us at info at RadioLawTalk.com. Again, info@RadioLawTalk.com. We have all types of social media. And everyone's like, well, what's your social media? All you got to do, I tell you, we use our Instagram more than anything. Go look at our Instagram at Radio Law Talk. And I'm telling you, it's probably one of the more interesting last three posts I did that I threw out a little bit about each of us, Cal, Denise, myself, and Todd, to get to know us personally a little bit more. And I thought it was kind of a fun little project I did. By the way, that was at 5 a.m. in the morning is when I did it. Couldn't sleep. Oh, I'm going to do a little project.
Well, I appreciated it, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. What did you guys, did I portray you improperly or properly, guys? What do you think?
Well, the one with the knife, you know, that was kind of bad. But
I didn't do a good job on yours?
No, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
I loved it too. No, I loved it. I think you got the essence of each of us.
I tried. Yeah. Well, it's only with what pictures I had, by the way. I didn't have all the...
You had to go on my Facebook or something to get some of them.
I grabbed one of them from your Facebook, yeah. I think. But I had some of those other pictures.
Wow.
The other ones that I have that I'm holding over your head, I didn't produce those ones yet.
You better not.
Nope. I got a grandbaby shot in there. That's all I was worried about.
Yeah. So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-DENISE.
529-7234.
If you want to call in and discuss anything with us this hour, we're going to talk about a number of interesting things, including, we started to talk about it first hour, but we want to continue on about the Theranos trial that's coming up. And that's not Elizabeth Holmes' trial. That's Malwani. Yeah, her co-owner. I'm going to call it. And then we're going to talk about the Boeing 737 MAX, and they're apparently trying to. That is the government and others tried to prosecute an individual employee in Boeing. We're going to tell about that case. What's going on with that? We're going to talk about Bob Saget's, what the newly released records are showing. Remember, there was a lawsuit brought to stop information from being disseminated. They had pictures, et cetera, et cetera. But it's very, very interesting to see what the heck happened there. Just bizarre. And you know what? I think, I'm not going to say for sure, but they were hinting, but He still tested positive for COVID at the time of his death. And he may have just had some, issues with COVID still, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to
could be.
Yeah, but we're going to get back and we're going to talk about that and see what's going on.
He tested positive for COVID posthumously.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
That's
so he had
so
it.
Weird.
And apparently he had had it for a while and they thought he was over it, apparently. But I don't know what's going on there. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You had a call.
Well, I was just going to say he tested positive for COVID, but there were other injuries that they found.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. But he thought he was suffering from long-term COVID, thinking he had already gotten over COVID. And you know what? That raises kind of the issue about how long after you test positive for COVID should you be back in the public? I think this case probably challenges some of our notions about that.
I don't think a lot about the COVID. There's a lot of stuff we're still learning. It'll be years. It's going to be years and years when we figure that out. Cal. True.
I just wanted to tell you that we got a lovely caller from a woman in California who said, please tell Denise, I and many other people, I'm sure, are praying for her back to get well.
Yes!
Thank you so much. Very sweet. Very sweet. She loves the show, loves you, loves what you do, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Did you get her first name or no?
No, she didn't want to. She just wanted to
tell me. Let me tell you, Denise stands here, and then she sits back down, and Todd and I watch. She loves this show. This is her life. I mean, her life is her family and her law practice, but outside that, Denise is one of the ones that pushes the show more than anyone. She wears the shirts. She carries cards around. The judges, well, I guess we slipped, sometimes go, sometimes people, they've told me before they've listened to it. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, and not just in locally.
All over the place, yeah.
Right.
And it's fun.
It's been fun. It's more been fun.
I had a farmer tell me the other day they listened to the show while they're out there farming. You know, what a great opportunity. But Denise, I see her grimacing when she stands up. But all right, so we're talking
stand
about
radio. Up.
All right, do we just want to give us a tease, Cal? Give us a tease.
Okay, well, we'll do this.
Lay it out.
Speaking of farmers now, right?
All right?
We all know that Idaho is famous for its potatoes. It says right there on the license plate, famous potatoes. We know that, right? And a major burger chain, I won't say which one, but the one in your neighborhood with the Golden Arches, they're the biggest customers of Idaho potatoes for their French fries. Eat them up. Eat those fries. That helps an Idaho farmer. But a group of offshore farmers from the country of India decided they would grow a specific variety of tater called the FL2027. It handled their warm...
Well, that sounds really good.
Right? Well...
Not russet.
It handled their warm, humid climate well. Yeah, right? Not the russet Burbank. Dozens of food processors love this variety of potato. But the trouble is, the potato was developed by scientists at PepsiCo Frito-Lay. FL said that Spud was developed at great expense and exclusive for our potato chips, so we want you people in India to stop producing our potato or pay us rights, and we'll tell you where you can sell it, by the way. You can't just... It's our potato, basically.
Oh.
So the major agribusiness growers, which are Japji Potato Seed, Raza Potato Company, and Gujarat Bio Organic, said no. We're not going to stop growing this potato, and we're not going to stop buying it, because the people who grow it in India are small family farmers, and we're not going to hurt them by honoring your request. If they want to grow your spud, that's up to them. We'll buy what we buy. Deal with it, right?
But they're not using that spud in India for McDonald's, are they?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
And I don't know how they got their hands on the variety either. I tried to research that. I don't know. So... they chose the variety independently without their contract buyers instructing them to do so. PepsiCo Frito-Lay said, well, that's fine. You know, we're a great big company, multi-million-dollar company, and we've got a lot of lawyers. So we'll go to them and ask them if we have a case or no case. And Todd,
ooh,
I think you're first here, so you get to give us your sense of that case. Ask away.
Not ask a question, but can I do that? What, I just spaced the word. Anecdotal stuff. Can I talk about some anecdotal stuff?
Sure, why not?
I guess I'm the host. I can do whatever.
Yeah, you can
it's
your do
show.
Whatever you
pretty
want.
Pretty much
right?
Got your name on the show and on the shirt, so go right ahead.
I want to talk about
on the suitcase.
I want to talk about McDonald's and Idaho Spuds. I know about Idaho Spuds because let me tell you, I lived in Idaho when I was young, a younger man. I was in 19, 20, 21. I lived in Idaho. I'm going to tell you some quick Idaho stories about Idaho Spuds.
I love Idaho Spuds and Idaho Spuds.
And we got a minute left to go.
But
I'm going to get there in a minute. But as a young, hungry man out there, the Idaho Spuds, you talk about Idaho, the Spuds and Irish, how they lived off those. Let me tell you, during the season when they were, bringing up the Idaho Spuds and they were transporting them, I'm going to tell you how we lived off those things when we come back. It's an interesting, interesting way. He's laughing. Todd's laughing.
Fred's out there.
It's also interesting to note that when I worked on TV, that they shut down the high schools during potato harvest season, shut down the football season, everything, so the kids could go work in the field and harvest spuds.
All right, we're going to talk about spuds and case or no case and Fred Penny's take on it when we come back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Another one. announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is going to do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cannon shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you serious?
Oh, that stone.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So Cal did a case or no case about Idaho farmers.
India farmers.
Right, right. But talking about Idaho farmers' potatoes,
yep,
is what he started out with. And India, they've got the FL2027 spud that they are using, that supposedly PepsiCo is the one that made this thing, genetically altered this thing to make it that spud, and told, and Pepsi saying, stop using our recipe of,
stop using our tater.
Yeah, our tater. And then basically what they said, no, we got two small families that use it, and we need it here in India. So what's the issue, case or no case? But I want to jump back to Idaho. When I was poor and had no money, and we're in 1983, and I was, hanging out in Idaho during the harvest season, the trucks, remember the trucks, Cal, they had those big kind of just piles, and if you look at the trucks, it's not like leveled out.
No,
potatoes are piled high.
Stacked high, open top trucks.
Open top. Yeah. And they turn the corners, and the spuds would fall out into the corner, and they're in ditches everywhere. And we would pull along. How anyone ever bought a potato when they're living in Idaho, when they can just pull off to the side of the road.
That's true.
In the ditch, and we would pick up, and I'm not talking like little tiny,
we're talking the big russets.
We could have had 1,000 pounds of potatoes if we wanted to. So we lived off, I ate potatoes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and so that was, isn't that an interesting little thing? During the time that happened, I was able to save money and get free potatoes.
Yes.
And I was able to do that. So, and we won't talk about McDonald's.
Yeah, staple. In Oregon, potatoes were a staple
for
us.
Okay, now here's the other one. We're going to, people are maybe getting mad, but this is fun stuff. What is, okay, quiz for you guys. I'm going to do it at the end. Go ahead. Cal, you go ahead and go over
to Todd, I just want to know if you think this is, if PepsiCo went after these little small Indian potato farmers and, or not.
All right, so here's my take on this. By the way, I have a story similar to Fred's, but only involved donuts, not potatoes. I could tell that one.
We'll follow the donut truck.
Nice. We could call them Gomi Donuts, and there's a reason why. But anyway, so with this one here, look, if anybody's seen the movie The Martian with Matt Damon, done by Ridley Scott, you know that potatoes, if treated properly after you get them, you can use them, have them sprout, pop them in the ground, grow new potatoes. Right.
They're food, they're seed.
It's food, it's seed, it happens. And I'm sitting there thinking, there's a place over in India that if it's true that they're using these to feed people that are hungry that need this, that PepsiCo wouldn't be suing them. They would be saying, look at the great humanitarian thing we're doing. We've provided a potato that grows in this climate. They're able to use it, and it's great, and people are eating. And because of that, I say, I have no doubt that people in India are using this. And it's no case. There's no lawsuit as a result. It's just an awesome thing that this was created, and they're able to use it over there. So, no case.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, I would really like some Lay's potato chips right now. But anyway,
I'm starving for a potato chip.
Denise, what do you think about this?
Well, I had a similar idea, except that I thought they would find a way to monetize it by licensing that particular potato variety and, getting license fees for it. And maybe they did give some freebies to these Indian families. But something tells me that even if they did, the way that they genetically altered it, it's all over the whole world anyway. Because anytime you genetically alter some kind of a food product, there's no way to contain it and keep it in and not let it go all over the place. So I would say that it is not a case as well, but that they did find a way to monetize it.
Well, based on Todd's theory, we could take a Lay's potato chip and put it in the ground.
No, not a Lay's potato chip.
Because potatoes process. However, I learned this from Boy Scouts.
I'm teasing, of course.
You can take a Lay's potato chip and get all the salt off of it and store it and use that to start fires. Because that's how I always cheated when I made fire when I was in Boy Scouts. Everybody was like trying to get the tinder.
You palmed
the
potato chip?
I was like, just throw a potato chip in there, light that thing on fire. It'll burn. You're good to go.
Nice. Reason there. Fred, what do you think? Case or no case?
I kind of agree with them, but I'm going to go on a limb and try to get some points, Cal. That's what I want to try to do.
Sure. Wait, did you say no case?
She said no case.
No case.
Both of you. So I'm going to say it's a case. But I think nothing occurs with it. In other words, it doesn't go to court, doesn't go to trial. It's maybe filed, but nothing occurs. There's no settlement. No, there might be a settlement, but nothing happens after the lawsuit. I don't even know. I know it's a scenario. I'm just trying to think if it's a case. I'm just going to say it's a case because I want points, Cal.
All right.
Now,
well,
with all that, yeah, before you give the answer,
yeah,
the three of you, name, first of all, Simplot is the famous person, a guy by the name of John Jack Simplot.
J.R.
Simplot.
Yeah.
And he had a massive home outside of Boise, Idaho that sat on a hill with a big flag. I remember it. And they're the ones that make most of the potatoes and the french fries for McDonald's. If not all, at one time, probably most or all of it in the United States. But not now, but they did that.
All over Idaho.
Yes.
All over Idaho, yeah.
And everybody thought, these, and by the way, they're wonderful french fries. But the question is, and he was so big, that is not the largest potato grower in the United States. So we're about 1 minute left. I want you to think about it, those of you out there. And I want you to tell me the largest potato grower in the United States, the first thing, and approximately within 10,000, so that gives you a hint, within 10,000, how many acres of potatoes they are growing. And what state they're growing these potatoes in other than Idaho. When we come out, what time we got, Kel? Well, I want to go out on the break.
Got a minute.
Yeah, I want to take this out. So here it is. What's the name of the company? Where are they located? What state other than the Idaho are all their potatoes grown? Almost all their potatoes are grown. And what's the final one?
So it's not in India, you're saying?
No, it's not in the United States. Or how many acres do they grow within 10,000? All right. We'll be back after this. Just relax. Tell us that. Then we're going to find out about the case or no case, what Cal is going to tell us. And hopefully I win.
We'll find out in a little bit as Radio Law Talk continues right here on many of your favorite local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com. Every Saturday, 9 to noon, we're live. And all of our episodes are uploaded via podcast so you can listen to the show at your convenience. We'll be back in a bit.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308. Not allowed to qualify for a loan or rate.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden reassuring allies that America is committed to NATO. He did so as part of his trip in Europe, telling Poland's president that the U.S. treated its duty to defend NATO allies as a sacred obligation. President Biden is expected to deliver a major speech on the need for the world to remain united in confronting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The president also took time to meet Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. called for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's nuclear war deterrent, quote-unquote, while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Boys are weird. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Cal, give us the answer as to what happened with this case.
Sure. So the question is that these people from India were growing a Frito-Lay brand of potato. Frito-Lay was not happy about that, allegedly, and under the scenario that I established for you, they decided to sue the major buyers in India who were buying these spuds from these small farmers. And the question was, would they do that? And Todd said
no.
I said no case.
And he said no, and I said yes.
So those of you who said it was a case, that would be Fred. Well, congratulations, Fred.
Yes, Denise, I got you. That's a two-pointer for me.
So they sued the big companies and their small-time Indian farmers for growing the FL 2027. PepsiCo wanted the farmers to pay a royalty, Denise, here's your monetization angle, of $143,000 each per growing season. And they said they couldn't do that. And so dozens of activists and farmers' unions and the Ministry of Agriculture of India, they all climbed up and accused PepsiCo of being bad guys. So they had a hearing, and PepsiCo told Business Insider it would amicably settle.
Yep, I told you it settled out.
And they only took legal action as a last resort, so their potato brand is protected, and the case was settled away from court. And that is
Oh, my gosh, Fred Penny, I'm so proud of you.
Okay, so
did I say that?
Now next hour.
Please, I'm ahead.
Fred just hurt his shoulder, patting himself on the back. Now, next hour.
Yes.
Next hour, we're going to take you to an event that occurred in New York City over 100 years ago, but very close to this date. And that was, well, let's just say it caused a lot of concern. It involved some young seamstresses and a fire. That's next hour on the Law Talk, Case or No Case.
Okay, answer my question. Name the company where, other than Idaho, where they have the potatoes being grown, and the H. Todd. Estimate.
I think that the name of the company is Potato Incorporated.
There you go. That sounds like
and it's in, it's in California.
California.
And I'm going to say that they have 170,000 acres of potatoes that they're growing. Was there one other one that I had to?
Oh, that's good enough. And then what other states other than are they growing? You can just, I don't know. That
They're growing it in both the real estate.
There you go. Okay. Next. Go ahead, Denise.
And mental state.
I have no idea the name of this place, but it's going to have to be related somehow to potatoes, right?
Right.
I would say that it is Wendy's.
Okay, got it.
And that it is in Oregon and California.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And like around Klamath, the Tule Lake.
Okay.
Kind of a crossover between those two states.
Right. West Coast, Cal.
And how many acres?
Yeah, how many acres you want?
230,000.
Cal, that's a lot of acreage.
I'm going to guess. I'm an Idaho guy, so I'm J.R. Simplot's my man, right? But I'm going to guess Oregon, Idaho.
One.
The other states where potatoes are grown as big cash crops are Oregon and Maine.
Yep.
Huge potato crops in Maine. And I'm going to guess.
20 acres.
I'm going to guess 500,000 acres.
500,000.
Yep.
All right. The company's name is R.D. Oft Farms. They're based out of Fargo, North Dakota.
What?
They grow no potatoes in Idaho. They have 190,000 acres, Todd, and you guys are both close.
Oh.
The places where they grow the potatoes, North South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Texas, and Wisconsin.
You can't grow potatoes there.
That's the places they grow it. That's a clapper. Can you believe that?
That's
so the largest 190,000 acres. And it's not, they don't even grow, at least according to their website part, they don't grow in Idaho.
The answers in every one of those categories were my second choice.
Well, you know, potatoes love the dark volcanic soil of Idaho. They really do. They grow so well there. Luther Burbank developed was part involved in the russet Burbank potato. And believe me, potatoes are Idaho's economic lifeblood.
Right.
A friend of mine from grade school is the president of the Idaho Potato Association that lobbies nationwide for them.
It's good. It's volcanic, right?
Because
that really does. That's why Tule Lake grows potatoes.
Exactly right.
So actually, the state of Washington is a big potato grower, too.
True.
Eastern Washington.
Oregon, Washington.
Well, guess what? They also have the Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho.
That's right.
They have the bowl. Okay, we're going to talk about the Theranos really quick. We talked about this hour number one, but I want to bring up a couple things. The issue was we have this TikToker talking about Elizabeth Holmes, and you brought up some interesting thing, Todd, about why now the trial's going on, not with Elizabeth. She's been found guilty of a few things, and they're going to sentence her in September. But her partner, Balwani, is now in trial, and they're putting up on the stand this TikToker. And I'm going to talk about a few things she brings up. And you said there's a reason why they're bringing her up, and there's a reason why they separated the two trials.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people would think, well, wait a minute, Balwani and Holmes are charged with the same thing, similar things. They're charged with being co-conspirators in this fraud plot, as it's described, allegedly, as it relates to Balwani. Holmes has been found guilty now. Why didn't they try him together? Why do we have these separate trials? I mean, one of the considerations is separate trials if maybe somebody, one of them ends up testifying against the other, but I've heard nothing. Nothing. I mean, we know Balwani didn't testify against Holmes, and I've heard nothing to suggest that Holmes is going to be called to testify against Balwani. But one of the reasons why they separate these trials out has to do with statements that were made by co-defendants. So under the law, hearsay is generally not admissible unless it's a statement made by the defendant in a criminal case. So if it's you hear those rights, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, right? So the prosecution can introduce your statements if you are the accused in a trial where you are being charged and tried for something. Well, what happens if they have co-defendants in the case and Holmes made statements that are implicating her? Can they be used against Bulwani? And the answer is no, because of the hearsay rule. And the way that they would get around that, they got two options. If they want to bring in statements against one that are not necessarily admissible against the other. Two options. One option, separate trials. And that's what we see right now. Different juries hearing things. Or sometimes they can do them in the same trial, but you actually impanel two separate juries. And when the evidence being brought in against one defendant, statements, things like that happens, the other jury leaves the courtroom while that evidence is brought in. It's a nightmare.
Nothing complicated about that.
Yeah.
So do you suppose that Elizabeth Holmes' sentencing is later so that she will testify against her former lover, and maybe they can say, well, we got a sentencing deal here if you come through on the witness stand, which that stuff does happen.
I was wondering if that was going to be the case, but I have seen nothing to suggest that Elizabeth Holmes will be called as a witness. And the reason why I say that is, under the rules of discovery, one party has to disclose to the other side who their anticipated witnesses are.
Right.
Well, Elizabeth Holmes' name has never been, to my knowledge, disclosed to the Bulwani defense team as a potential witness or somebody that the government intends to call in his case.
I think that the sentencing was delayed for her because her baby will be over 1 year old at the sentencing. Because remember, she just had a baby last summer.
So that means she can't take the baby to prison if it's over one?
No, it's just that it's, you know, a judge may have some sympathy for a new mother and for the baby in particular, and letting the baby get a little bit older before they're separated from their mother is not a bad idea.
I see another reason for sentencing. I mean, obviously they want to see how things turn out with Bulwani to find out if, after jury trials, was she the one really pushing this, or was he the one really pushing this? Who was the major player? Who was influencing whom? But let's say they're both found guilty of similar conduct. I think what the court really wants to do is to make sure that the sentences handed down are pretty similar, because it's not going to look very good if you hammer the young female and you don't hammer the older male when they are convicted of the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they could be delaying the sentencing so they could do them together.
Yes.
Or similarly.
Yeah. So what really quick she said, this gal testifying, she said, number one, she liked to go. She had to go as an executive assistant and, what is it, get her juice.
The green juice.
She wants four juices a day, two in the morning, two in the afternoon. And she said she wanted it fresh only. And you know what she did? She said, I was so busy, I finally just put some in the refrigerator, and she thought it was fresh, and I switched it around, and we gave it to her. And she didn't know the difference.
She learned a lot from her boss.
And not only that, the other guy, Milwani, kicked her out due to the fact she had black nail polish. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about what's going on in the legal community.
Black nail polish, that's a deal breaker. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Oh, come on. Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're back from the break, having some interesting behind-the-scenes conversation. Now, this is what I want to do. I want Denise and Todd to take the position on the Supreme Court ruling on the Navy SEALs recently. And we used to do this in law school. We were talking about law school, how the professor would say, Mr. Cunin, will you take the position X? Take the position Y. Who wants to tell about what happened with the Supreme Court ruling on the Navy SEALs? And well, Todd or Denise, you want to start with you or Todd? It's up to you, Denise. Well,
I can lay the background for it.
Okay.
Do you want to...
Okay, lay the background, then Denise, you start with your position, and then Todd, your... I mean, again, this is just taking a position for the argument. If you want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW...
529-7234.
That's it. And if you want to talk about this, go ahead, Todd.
All right, so in a nutshell, a little while ago, the Navy, this is after the COVID pandemic started, the Navy instituted a policy saying that everyone had to, all the service personnel had to be vaccinated or they would no longer be able to be deployed, and refusal to take the vaccine would be deemed insubordinate and you'd be charged along the lines of failing to comply with a lawful, or with an order of your superiors. Well, that raised some suspicions or questions on the part of several service members, including Navy SEALs, who claimed they had religious objections to the vaccine. So the Navy came out with a policy allowing for a religious exemption. And 32 Navy SEALs have filed a suit on behalf of them and a bunch of others claiming that while the religious exemption was given by the Navy, it was an impracticality the way the Navy ran that exemption. Nobody was granted any exemptions, and so they filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit is still at the trial level. The lawsuit is not done. The lawsuit is ongoing. But as often happens, sometimes judges will allow for an injunction to happen while the lawsuit is pending, and that's what happened at the trial court. The trial court put an injunction in place preventing the Navy from implementing parts of their vaccination policy. That got appealed to the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit upheld the injunction, and then that was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It originally went to Justice Alito, who hears the emergency requests and
coming out of that circuit,
and Justice Alito then passed it on to the entire Supreme Court for a ruling not on the propriety of the underlying lawsuit, but on whether the temporary stay should about the Navy's policy, whether the temporary stay should continue or if the temporary stay should be lifted. And in a 6-3 decision on that limited issue, the court ruled that the stay should be lifted. And there were three justices dissenting. The three justices were Gorsuch, Alito, and Clarence Thomas. Gorsuch and Alito, Alito wrote a decision. Gorsuch concurred with that
dissent.
And Justice Thomas just said, "I dissent." He didn't concur with anything. He just said, "I dissent." So that's where we stand. And I guess the question is, did the Supreme Court get it right in this temporary restraining order issue? And Denise?
I feel like they did.
Okay.
And because, you know, you're always saying follow the science. And one of the major things that was raised here is if they were unvaccinated Navy persons and they were deployed to a ship and they're in a contained ship and they get COVID, they could infect a whole ship. And that whole ship then could no longer be used. Even if they weren't all infected, just some of them were, they would have to be, they could not be deployed, and they would be ineffective, if you will. So it needs more science. That's why I think they lifted the stay in a part. The other part, which is Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is a big justice who likes to talk about the three branches of government and who has the rights to make decisions in those three branches of government. And in the particular case of the Navy SEALs or any part of the military, that's an executive branch function. And the executive branch has the control, if you will, and can make the rules and enforce the rules and policies for the military, of which Navy is part of that. So I think that this was a part of parcel of Kavanaugh wanting to assert it. They've done this year, they've already done in this session legislative, where they've recognized that this is for legislative, it's not for the judiciary, we are stepping back, and if something needs to be done, it's got to be Congress, right? So now they're getting a developing law and helping to develop law, which was well settled on the executive powers.
All right. I think the dissent got it right, and for this reason. The issue before the court should have been this. Is the plaintiff, the 32 Navy SEALs, are they likely to prevail on their claims at the trial court level? If the answer is yes, then clearly the injunction should be in, because this lawsuit can take 3 or 4 years. And if the Navy SEALs, if there's a likelihood they're going to succeed, well, they'll be suffering for 3 or 4 years until they get that trial level decision. That is the issue that should have been before the court, not separation of powers, not whether or not the president is commander in chief, none of that, because that's all red herring issues. If the president is commander in chief and if the military can go ahead and impose rules under their executive functions, they still have to answer whether or not those rules violate the constitutional rights of those that are in the military. There is nothing that allows the president as commander in chief or the military joint chiefs or anything like that to say, hey, because we are the military, we can go and impose any rule and it's not subject to constitutional review. And so they can't do that. This is what we know about the underlying lawsuit. Yes, they did impose, the government did impose the vaccine mandate, and yes, they did apply for a religious exemption. About 4,000 people, this is all from the trial level, about 4,000 people applied for the religious exemption. The religious exemption that required 50 steps in order to obtain them. The first 35 steps of which were met with form letter after form letter, all rejecting the application. It wasn't until the 35th step that anybody actually was able to read the requests for the exemption, and even then it was not a decision maker. Of the 4,000 people that applied for the exemption, not one was given the exemption. So when you look at the likelihood that the SEALs would prevail at trial, the government, to justify the vaccine mandate here, has to prove a compelling governmental interest and that their remedy was the least intrusive means possible for protecting that. And here's where the Navy is going to fail. Because the only people who were denied deployment because they didn't get the vaccine were those that argued it on religious exemptions. Yet everybody that didn't get the vaccine because they were allergic to the vaccine or because there was a medical issue and they didn't get the vaccine or they were part of a trial, those folks, still unvaccinated, were still deployed. And so the argument that if you put somebody unvaccinated on a ship and they can infect the entire ship is defeated by the Navy's policy of putting unvaccinated people on the ship because they were allergic to it. Now you've got an equal protection clause problem. And that's why the trial court and the Fifth Circuit and the dissenting justices looked at this and said the Navy SEALs are probably going to prevail on this because the government can't show least intrusive means used. That's the sole issue. Not any of the other stuff that was raised in Justice Kavanaugh's decision. And because of that, because the sole issue, they should have followed the law that they're supposed to follow when ruling on whether injunctions should or should not be imposed pending the outcome of a trial. And the majority diverted from that, deviated from that completely. They should have stayed on course. The dissent asked them to, and I think the dissent was right.
So what happens when you have a religious exception to being in the military or to acting in that capacity? You say, I've been taught thou shall not kill. So that is my religious right. So what happens? Do you get deployed or do you not get deployed?
You step out of the military.
You have to, right?
Yeah. We have conscientious objectors that were accommodated for when there was the draft. Right now we have a volunteer military. If that's your objection, Don't join the military.
Many were made medics in the draft. Many of them were.
So what you're arguing is if you want to be unvaccinated, then step out of the military. That's what you're saying.
Except that for those people that you raised, they can make that choice before they join the military. The SEALs were already in, and then this new restriction was imposed upon them. So it's a different situation.
All right, we're going to be back. Hour number three. We got a lot more to talk about, including the Boeing 737 trial. We'll be back.
6 minutes, top of the hour break for most local affiliates to play news, and we'll continue at 6 minutes after, right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.